From Jessamine Stanley, May class calendar, tend to the garden within yourself. Tend to the garden within yourself. April was all about nurturing the seeds you planted at the equinox, quietly, imperfectly, sometimes without knowing what the hell you were even planting, sometimes fucking with your development in ways you didn't anticipate, sometimes shit falling apart, sometimes things not going as planned, and still you showed up. You watered something. Literally, just being alive means you must have watered something. Now it's May. And whether or not you feel ready, shit's growing. April showers bring May flowers is cute, but it's also real. The work you did last month emotionally, physically, spiritually, it doesn't just disappear. It becomes something. It transforms. This month inside the underbelly, we're not trying to force growth. We're tending to it. We're noticing what's already blooming. We're clearing space for what needs more light. We're letting some things die so other things can live. The theme for May is tend to the garden within yourself. Download the calendar here. Subscribe to the underbelly for free here. This month is held by two full moons, one at the very beginning and one at the very end. May 1 full moon in Scorpio, we start deep, emotional, transformative. The kind of energy that asks you to be honest about what's no longer sustainable. May 31 full moon in Sagittarius, we end expansive, clear, forward-facing. The kind of energy that reminds you how far you've come. These are bookends, two moments to pause and ask, what has grown? What needs to be released? What am I ready to see clearly now? We'll move through both of these together with the Moon Tarot Yoga as your anchor practice. This class is accessible, instructional, watchable at your desk, meant to support every practice you take. After it, we go into how to actually hold the pose without suffering what your body is doing anatomically plus energetically, how to modify it so it works for you. You don't even have to practice a low NG the first time. On May 5, we're releasing something a little different. A full breakdown of downward facing dog, one of the most common postures in postural yoga, and one of the most misunderstood. This isn't about making the pose look right. It's about making it feel possible. Just watch it. Let it land. Here are a few places to start. Start your month grounded meditation 101.5/3. Return to your body's baseline daily wake up flow 5/4. Let it feel good again on the floor with Raina Cohen 5/7. Release the weeknight cap. Bedtime routine 5/8. Open your heart literally plus metaphorically heart opening foo. LL body flow 5/10. Move the anger out of your body energy and angst release 5/12. Trust your inner knowing the high priestess tarot yoga 5/23. Push your edges when you're ready. Vinyasa flow with splits and mermaid pose 5/30. And throughout it all, come back to the moon tarot yoga on both full moons. And then tell me, what posture do you want us to break down next? You don't need to do everything. You don't need to be consistent in a perfect way. You just need to keep tending. It's about noticing more. Noticing what feels good, what feels off, what's growing, what needs to go. You already planted the seeds. Now you get to decide how you care for what's becoming. Tend to your garden. Love, Jessamine.